Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News.
Protests across Israel as Netanyahu fires defense chief. Ukraine demands UN meeting over Russia's nuclear plan. And state of emergency for tornado-ravaged Mississippi Delta. It's Monday, March 27. I'm Anthony Davis. Tens of thousands of Israelis poured into the streets of cities across the country last night in a spontaneous outburst of anger after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly fired his defense minister for challenging the Israeli leader's judicial overhaul plan. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked a main highway and lit large bonfires, while police scuffled with protesters who gathered outside Netanyahu's private home in Jerusalem. The unrest deepened a months-long crisis over Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary, which has sparked mass protests, alarmed business leaders and former security chiefs, and drawn concern from the United States and other close allies. Netanyahu's dismissal of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant signaled the Prime Minister and his allies will barrel ahead this week with the overhaul plan. Gallant had been the first senior member of the ruling Likud party to speak out against it, saying the deep divisions were threatening to weaken the military. But as droves of protesters flooded the streets late into the night, Likud ministers began indicating willingness to hit the brakes. Culture Minister Miki Zohar, a Netanyahu confidant, said the party would support him if he decided to pause the judicial overhaul. Israeli media said leaders in Netanyahu's coalition were to meet this morning. Later in the day, the grassroots protest movement said it would hold another mass demonstration outside of the Knesset, or parliament, in Jerusalem. In a brief statement, Netanyahu's office said late Sunday the Prime Minister has dismissed Gallant. Netanyahu later tweeted, "We must all stand strong against refusal." Ukraine's government on Sunday called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to counter the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail after Russian President Vladimir Putin revealed plans to station tactical atomic weapons in Belarus. One Ukrainian official said Russia took Belarus as a nuclear hostage. Further heightening tensions, an explosion deep inside Russia wounded 3 people on Sunday. Russian authorities blamed a Ukrainian drone for the blast, which damaged residential buildings in a town just 110 miles south of Moscow. Russia had said the plan to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus comes in response to the West's increasing military support for Ukraine. Putin announced the plan in a TV interview that aired on Saturday, saying it was triggered by a UK decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Putin argued that by deploying its tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Russia was following the lead of the United States. He noted that Washington has nuclear weapons based in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. Ukraine's foreign ministry condemned the move in a statement on Sunday and demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Ukraine expects effective action to counter the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail by the UK, China, the US and France, the statement read, saying these countries have a special responsibility regarding nuclear aggression. The world must be united against someone who endangers the future of human civilization, the statement said. Ukraine has not commented on Sunday's explosion inside Russia. It left a crater about 50 feet in diameter and 16 feet deep, according to media reports. Similar drone attacks have been common during the war, although Ukraine hardly ever acknowledges responsibility. On Monday, Russia said Ukrainian drones attacked civilian facilities in a town in Russian-annexed Crimea. Ukraine's military said several Russian cruise missiles were deployed, but did not specifically claim responsibility. President Joe Biden declared a federal emergency as rescuers combed through the rubble this weekend after a powerful storm tore across Mississippi late on Friday, killing at least 25 people there and one person in Alabama, as it leveled hundreds of buildings and spawned at least one devastating tornado. The tornado stayed on the ground for about an hour and cut a path of destruction some 170 miles long, according to Nicholas Price, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Jackson, Mississippi. Biden ordered federal aid to supplement the state, tribal, and local recovery efforts in the affected areas, a White House statement said. The funding will be available to affected people in Carroll, Humphreys, Monroe, and Sharkey counties. In Rolling Fork, a town of about 1,900 in western Mississippi that was hit the hardest, homes were reduced to rubble, tree trunks snapped like twigs, and cars were tossed aside like toys. The town's water tower lay twisted on the ground. In Silver City, a rural community of around 300, residents described locking themselves in interior rooms and cowering inside bathtubs as the tornado swept through. Governor Tate Reeves, who visited Silver City on Saturday, declared a state of emergency in the affected areas. You can subscribe to the 5-Minute News Patreon for bonus videos, commentary, and more. Go to patreon.com/5-minute-news.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.